This is Akashvani, the news read by Shefali Singh. India and Malaysia have decided to elevate their enhanced strategic partnership to a comprehensive strategic partnership. The two countries signed agreements in the fields of labour and employment, Ayurveda and traditional medicines, digital technologies, culture, tourism and cooperation in youth and sports. India and Malaysia also inked agreements in the area of public administration, governance reforms and mutual cooperation. The agreements were signed after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in New Delhi today. Addressing a joint press conference after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said both sides will work on linking India's UPI with Malaysia's PayNet. He said trade between India and Malaysia can now be settled in Indian rupee and Malaysian ringgits. Mr. Modi said the two countries also discussed new possibilities of mutual cooperation in the defence sector. The Prime Minister said Malaysia is an important partner of India in ASEAN and the Indo-Pacific region. He said India will extend full support to Malaysia's successful ASEAN chairmanship in 2025. India and Japan reviewed bilateral cooperation during the 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi today. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Japanese Minister of Defence Kihara Minoru and Minister of Foreign Affairs Ms. Yoko Kamikawa took part in the meeting. During the meeting, the ministers explored new initiatives to further strengthen the engagements between the two countries. They also exchanged views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. In the press statements after the meeting, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh said the Indo-Japan partnership is important for peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific region. He said in today's meeting, both sides expressed their commitment to support each other's endeavours to promote stability and security in the region and reach meaningful outcomes. In his press statements, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said extensive and productive views were shared in the meeting on defence and security. He said there's further complexity and volatility in the Indo-Pacific region and the world at large. He said today's 2+2 dialogue was an occasion to share assessment and agree on cooperation in this regard. Dr. Jaishankar announced that India will open a consulate in Fukuoka to nurture people-to-people ties between the two countries. He said India and Japan are resolute in their opposition to terrorism, including cross-border terrorism. The Supreme Court has ordered immediate removal from all social media platforms of any references to the name, photos and video clips of Kolkata rape and murder victim. A bench led by Chief Justice of India D.Y. Chandrachur gave the directions while hearing the case regarding the alleged rape and murder of a doctor at the R.G. Kar Hospital in Kolkata. The Apex Court also directed the deployment of CISF for the protection and safety of resident doctors, especially female doctors at the R.G. Kar Hospital. The court said it has initiated the case on its own regarding the rape and murder of the doctor at the Kolkata hospital to address systemic issues. The Apex Court also set up a national task force to ensure the safety of medical professionals. The court directed the task force to submit its interim report within 3 weeks and the final report within 2 months. The Chief Justice of India said that the National Task Force, comprising doctors from across the country, will provide recommendations on the modalities to be followed nationwide to ensure the safety of women. The bench also voiced strong dissatisfaction with both the West Bengal government and the authorities at the hospital over the handling of the case. And the Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, has cancelled the advertisement related to the lateral entry in the bureaucracy following the directions from the Department of Personnel and Training today. And that is the end of this news bulletin.